we often speak about the Acadian families that came along the St. John River. And of course, there were some Canadians who came at a very early period. But sometimes we are prompt to forget that there were Irish families that came, and single young men from Ireland who came at certain times too. And out of these Irish boys that came, there was one, Michael Farrell, who came from County Carlow in Ireland. He was the son of Edward Farrell and Mary Cavanaugh. It appears that he came in the early part of the 1800s. At first, he had gone to St. John in Canada. He was a carpenter. And there, when he arrived there, he got the job of working on a church, a Catholic church that they were building there at the time. He enjoyed working at the type of work that he did. And at some time through that period, the boss that he had at the time felt that a certain type of wood was necessary for the building of the church. So he decided to bring Michael Farrell with him and to come up the St. John River Valley, which they did. And they traveled, I suppose, at that time by the river in canoe, coming out quite slowly. Well, finally, when he reached about, around Grand Falls, they had to stop overnight that night. And they stopped at a certain place, at this home, where a family of Dubies were living. Germain Dubé and his wife. Well, anyway, they stayed there overnight that night. And this is how Michael met Julia, the daughter of the house. It also happens that they were French. Now, we don't know whether Michael spoke French or not. But the mother of, the stepmother, I should say, of Julia was Margaret Dennis. Julia's mother had died when she was very, very young, and the second wife of her father had brought her up, and she was an English girl. According to an old census of a long time ago, she had been born in New York. It appears as though her parents had come to Canada at a certain time when the Acadians had lost to the English. And she had been brought up, this Margaret Dennis, her stepmother, by a French family, by a family of Roys. And Julia, of course, understood the language because her stepmother spoke English. When Michael Farrell arrived there, of course, it must have been quite a treat for him to hear his own language being spoken at the home. And I think he got along quite well with Julia, because when they left, after staying there for a few days, he asked if he could come back again and see the daughter of the house. Now, all this is not written, of course, but this was told to us by a grandchild of Edward Farrell, who had been the son of Michael. And it's quite nice to know a little history sometimes, even if it isn't written history. Well, anyway, this Michael finally did come up the St. John River, and he married Julia Dubé, the daughter of Germain Dubé and Geneviève Bourgoin, in 1820. And the records are at St. Basile, because that was the only Catholic church along the river where everybody went to at that time. Now, in 1821, Michael bought a piece of land in what we call Van Buren today. Now, this piece of land started from the Violet Brook, going up to, I would say, about where old Dr. Hammond's house used to be. And then from the river, going up towards the old Levesque farm. Now, this covers quite a territory in itself, because you see, the town itself is built on the land that he had bought in 1821. Now, Michael and Julia had a very large family, quite a few children. And Mrs. Dubé herself was quite an active woman. She worked quite hard along with her husband, building a new house and so forth. And their place seems to be, their first home seems to have been where the Philbrick Scotch factory stands today. And there they raised their 12 children. Now, the Farrell home was a stopping place, too, later on, where people would come because they spoke two languages, French and English. Julia, besides raising her large family, also went to the neighborhood women whenever they were in childbirth, and according to another of her grandchildren, quite a number of those young people who came into this world in our town had been brought into this world by Julia herself. She was quite an enterprising woman in spite of raising her large family. Now, out of the children of Michael and Julia, they had a son named John, known as John B. Farrell. John attended the common school. He worked on the farm for a time. He opened up a hardware store. And while yet a young man, he was also employed as a government mail carrier. He also took interest in political affairs, and he belonged to the Democratic Party. He held office of sheriff and was sent to the state legislature by his district and served from 1878 to 1880. Mr. Farrell married Emily Michaud, who was from River du Loup in Canada, the daughter of Fabien Michaud and Cécile Saint-Don. Now, they had quite a large family, too, and their children were Julia, Leonard, Alfred, Edmund, Jane, Helen, Elizabeth, Emmeline, Emily, Melvina, and Euphemia. Now, out of these, Julia was the oldest daughter. And when her father died in 1955, she was the one, 1855, she was the one who helped out taking care of the family along with her mother. Now, Mr. Farrell, as I said, had a hardware store. And Julia kept this going for a while. And then later on, she turned it into a millinery store. Now, she had a sister by the name of Emily, and not quite sure, but whether Emily worked with her sister Julia in the store, or whether she had a small store of her own, according to the family, she had a small store of her own next to Julia's. In 1902, Emily married Fortunat Michaud. Mr. Michaud was born in St. Louis, and he was the son of Francis Michaud and Sophie Ouellette. Now, Mr. Michaud went to the common schools, and then he went to the Fort Kent Training School. And he did teach for a short time. And then he worked at different kinds of work. Until finally he came to Van Buren and worked at the mercantile store. And this is how he met Emily Farrell. And finally, when they were married in 1902, Mr. Michaud kept on working at the mercantile for a while, and then he worked along with his wife in the small store. They raised a family of three children, two boys and a girl, John Francis, the oldest, and Elmer, and Constance. Now, they worked together, that is the Mr. and Mrs. Michaud, in the store. And from the small store, then they started to enlarge and made it into a ladies' store. During that time, Julia, Emily's sister, was getting older, and Mr. Michaud bought Julia's store from her. 1928, John Francis, the oldest boy, had been at school in Washington, and he came home at that time. He taught school for the last part of the term at St. Mary's, and in that year of 1928, Mr. Harris, who had a men's clothing store in the old store that Julia Farrell had, had built his own place in town, and he had moved out to his new store. Now, at the end of the year after school was over, a decision was made that John Francis would start a men's clothing store in the old store owned by his father and had originally been owned by Julia. Elmer and Connie worked along with their father in the ladies' store. After Mr. Michaud died in 1955, Elmer and Connie still kept the ladies' store, which they have today, and John stayed in his men's store. Now, a great deal of this information, of course, comes from family sources. But most of it, especially the background of the great-grandfather, comes from Miss Martine Pelty, who has done a great deal of research on the Farrell family because she is related to them by a great-great-grandmother, Mary Farrell, who was a daughter of Michael Farrell, and Julia Dubik.